a popular Outcast production.
There we go.
No. Welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Episode 48. I need to get myself a pen and paper.
So I
remember how to do the blog posts.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck finding anything in this room.
Hey, the fucking post-it notes were right here. And there was a pen. I'm set.
Right there. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. Go Bill.
Seriously.
So, the open mic was last night.
Yes, the open mic was last night. We had a bunch of like a buttload of new people.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. What classifies as a buttload?
I think it's if you liquefy a ton of butts, the equivalent of that.
Yes.
So
scientifically speaking,
yeah, science. If you
Woo.
All right, fair enough.
It's a little bit heavier than a dick load.
Well, yeah, I would assume so. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We're funny. No, John Smith brought three people.
Yeah,
and two of them performed. Apparently, in Easton.
Yeah,
I'm like, I was gonna say Eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The town of Easton,
where Crayola crayons are made.
Yes, apparently they are quite known for their storytelling. Does this sound really echoey to you guys?
No.
Ladies, girls,
a little.
Peoples.
Nah.
Maybe it's just where I'm sitting, because I'm like in a... I don't know. Fuck it, whatever. Yeah, and then there was a kid who had called the Eagles a couple weeks ago, and actually he had talked to Big Chris, Chris Rao's dad, who runs the bar, and asked if he could come and perform music, if that would be okay. And, you know, he's only 15. Is that okay? And since I'm only 15, is it okay if I swear? And Big Chris was like, you've never been here, have you? You'll be fine. Kid fucking walks in carrying a guitar and smoking a cigarette.
Yep, he totally did. He was like, oh, it's a bar. I thought that would be okay. And we're like, you're still underage.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to smoke
it's
in
no
here.
It's no smoking.
Yeah. So. He came in the back door. I don't know if there's any signs like on the back door. But
yeah.
Bill politely told him to go outside, and then he apologized like 1,000 times as he's making his way back to the back door. Uh-huh. Bill's like, no, really, it's fine. Just go outside, man. It's fine. He's like, no, I'm so sorry. I thought, you know, his bar. Bill's like, dude, it's cool. It's fine. It's cool.
But he was actually pretty.
Yeah, he
pretty
was. Yeah, definitely plays better guitar than I can.
Definitely,
which doesn't definitely say much because I can't
better
play
than
guitar.
I can. Either.
His he had approached I think Justin and or Bill before the show to talk about his songs. Be like, I say curses. How are
curses?
He was like, what is too offensive? And they were like, you can't really get too offensive here. Like, you know, just say whatever, man. And his second song was, what was it called? Stupid Little Bitch?
It was.
Ugh.
It was called Stupid Little Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously a girl
with a stud in her lip and a
long black hair with the green streaks. Apparently a stupid little bitch with black hair and lip rings and green streaks in her hair broke his heart. Apparently. And then he sang another like love song that was similar.
Was it still mildly offensive?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
That's how I like my love songs.
Right? but it's like, all right, I get it. You're 15. You have room to grow. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just yeah.
I love the Smith Power Hour.
That was fun. I had to leave during that cuz you know, we had a for real paid babysitter last night. So.
She terrified me last night. Did she tell you?
I heard. I kind of, it slipped my mind to tell her that we have a roommate, so right. there may be somebody coming in at some point that's not us.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I saw that your car wasn't there, and I walked in to get a drink, and I just saw this, I saw her reflection in the window, and she's very dark-haired mm-hmm. and, like, pale-skinned, and I just saw this shadowy, strange reflection, and I was just like, ah! And then I, like, walked in, and she was like, I'm sorry, I'm babysitting. And I'm just like, hi.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Whoops.
It was fun.
We constantly scare the shit out of each other in this house.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Like, I'll just be, when I'm working or something, I'm like doing something, I'm completely zoned out. Like, I am completely in my own head doing my own thought process. And somebody can walk up behind me, and it happens constantly, where they'll walk up, and I'm just like, oh, God, okay. Oh, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, you have a lot of people, like, a rotating cast of characters that live in your house.
Yeah, we call it the Island of Misfit Toys.
Hmm. That fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works.
Works. So, there's constantly somebody here that I'm just scares the crap out of me. So, other than the 15-year-old kid, how was there anything else we wanted to talk about from last night, or and Smith Power Hour?
Yeah, it was Caitlin Smith, Emra Smith, John Smith, and then Andrew Smith. I missed like Andrew Smith, and then everybody who went after second intermission. So I was kind of bummed out. I didn't get to see like Kevin and. I don't even remember who else was supposed to go. Apparently that Todd guy fucking tore it up with the harmonica.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought out a harmonica and just fucking rocked.
That's awesome.
Crazy. Yeah. I'm so sad I missed that.
Yeah. And, oh, fucking Nick Rehak.
Oh, God, Gary Cottontail.
He came out in a bunny suit and sunglasses.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of great things about Gary Cottontail.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. If you're gonna pick an alter ego, it might as well be a bunny.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Since the recording of his album, he has decided to retire Nick Rehak for a short period of time to kind of rebuild his jokes and whatnot. So he is Gary Cottontail, the what do you say like the
brother of Peter.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a good adjective. It's fine. Whatever.
You know, Peter Cottontail. In case you didn't know. Yeah,
it was funny. Videos will be up on YouTube. We'll link that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
There was cake.
There was cake. That was why great cake.
This guy Josh, who's been coming to the open mic since pretty much the beginning.
Fantastic beard.
Yes. Big beard guy.
Great beard.
There's so many fantastic beards there.
Yeah, but he grooms it.
Yeah. He's the guy that oils beautiful. His beard.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, he works with Jeff now, and his mom made us a cake for the one-year anniversary.
Nice.
It was a giant-ass cake. It was, like, this big.
It was like a half a sheet cake, I think.
Has it been 1 year already?
It's been over 1 year, actually. Really? The first one was in March last year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
but this was because it was near Easter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was near Easter last year. That's why we got fucked up because Easter came late this year.
And this was our 12th.
Yeah, it was only the 12th because there was a couple months, I think April and August, we didn't have one because mm-hmm. like it ended up being the following weekend, which fell on like the first weekend of the month. So this was the 12th one, so.
Whee!
It was fun. It was a big cake, half chocolate, half white, with raspberry filling.
Oh, gosh.
And then just fondant on top, and it looked very similar to, like, the flyers that Jeff designs with, like, the microphones and, like, was Mike Bennett's head on the cake? I don't remember.
No, it said my mom, and it had a microphone.
Yeah, and then I think it said something. I think she actually wrote out Mike's No Mic, Open Mic underneath it.
Yeah, I think so.
It was freaking spectacular. And then Jocelyn Strasser brought like a shitload of Easter candy.
Nice.
That I assume he just picked up on clearance yesterday.
Just a giant mountain of candy.
Oh, yeah. He opened last night with a comedy set. First time he's done comedy in a while.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, it's been forever.
He has done comedy at Garfield's, and I saw him do comedy at the Hidden Oasis.
Yeah, he typically brings like a notebook or something to our open mic.
Spoken word and poetry.
Mm-hmm. Storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Not entirely sure who is which microphone. I keep having to adjust levels. I'm like, who's who?
I think I'm three.
Talk now and let's find
out. Hello.
You're not three.
I'm not three.
Kelsey's three. I think you're two. You're two. Yep. That was quiet. All right.
That was fun.
Then I am one. All right. Fuck. I didn't think I was one. Whatever.
Listen, as we try to figure out the mixing board.
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
No, it's fine. I've been trying to focus my time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that at all? Or
I can talk about it.
Let's talk
interesting
about
life events.
Ashley's week thus far.
It's not even been an entire week.
That's craziness. Okay. For 5 days. 6 days.
6 days.
Yeah.
My coworkers decided to essentially get me fired. They worked together to say horrendous lies about me and then went to my district manager about it. And because there were so many people speaking against me, they kind of went with whatever my district manager heard from them. So I was fired on Monday. And cried horribly and was really depressed for about 2 hours. And then I realized, I was like, you know what? No, fuck this. I'm not going to be tired. Like, I'm not going to just lay down and die. I'm not just going to let this.
I really think, like, you've been talking for a long time about just getting out of there, starting your own shit. And I think this was the kick in the pants you needed.
It really was the kick. And it was a fucking kick in the pants. Yeah. Like, it was awful.
It's always preferable to end things on your own terms.
Right.
Let me
tell you, you're unemployed. It is not a good way.
this is going to sound kind of selfish and awful, and I don't care if your coworkers listen or not, but kind of thank God you got fired so I can unfriend them on Facebook and not feel awful.
Oh, I already unfriended all of them.
I know. I'm just like, I don't have to be nice to these people anymore.
It is going to be 1 week tomorrow since I quit. And I was like, I'm unfriending all of you. I don't know who the hell I can trust. Fuck it. I'm done.
Yeah.
So I unfriended every single one of them. Not a single person has tried to contact me.
Yeah. That's
none
just
of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you. You know, so like, I don't really care. Like, they didn't. And I realized, I went from being really, really depressed, and I was like, this is going to be it for me. Like, I'm going to be horribly depressed forever, and I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And then I was like, no, wait a minute. I'm still a fucking groomer.
Yeah.
I am still, like, they didn't take my dream job away from me because they can't physically take that away from me. Like, I'm still trained.
Yeah.
And I can groom. I can watch dogs. I can go and give them, like, I can go on walks with them. I'm going to try and open up my own business starting in my home, eventually remodel the garage, which I was planning on doing eventually anyway.
Now wait, what's going to happen to the new studio in the garage?
It's going to be half and half.
Oh shit. Is there like a state board or anything that, like, do you have to talk to anybody about that? I'm pretty sure you'll need like a building permit to do that, won't you?
No nothing.
Huh.
Seriously, grooming
shit.
If I kennel dogs, like if I like board them. Then I have to have a kennel license. But I don't ever plan on kenneling dogs because I just don't like them in cages, and I think that's just so sad. So I can just have them. So, and the only way that gets in the way, like if I'm grooming or something, I just can't use the dryer while Bill's recording, which doesn't cut into really anything because he only really records like on Sundays or late in the day. Like, very late in the day.
Yeah, you could do your stuff in the
morning.
And
I can do my stuff in the morning or during the day. So, it doesn't cut into. And I've already had quite a few people contact me and ask for my services.
I was one of them.
Aisla was one of them.
Because I'm not going to be home next weekend.
Yeah. So, basically, like, anybody who knows me and wants to contact me, I can and watch your dogs, cats. Beverly Conrad asked if I would watch her chickens.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I was like, I can totally watch chickens for you.
Take me with.
I can feed chickens and get some eggs.
Because they have the little fluffy bantam chickens, which Aww. Is the, that was the rooster that we had. We got him from Bev.
Yeah.
I miss you, Jorge.
Aw. But I am super excited. I really am.
That's
I
was, good.
And today, I got, I started working and making flyers. So I got flyers made, and I printed out 100 of them today.
Oh, shit.
Because for $11.60-something, you can print out 100 copies at Staples.
Nice.
In whatever colors you want.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be taking flyers around, and as soon as Jeff finishes school or whatever and has a chance, he's going to make me a website. So I'm going to make business cards and be all legit.
I wouldn't hold your breath. He's been promising me a website for a long time.
I know. It's cool.
It's fine. No, I know he's busy. It's.
That's what I said. I was like, whenever you're done with school,
I'm not anxious.
You got spare time. You know,
yours is gonna be a lot more simpler than mine needs to be.
Oh, though. Mine's gonna be very simple. Yeah,
yours is gonna be like contact information and like pictures of you with dogs, like giving thumbs ups.
Yeah,
like look get at me with this dog.
Yeah, I do have photos of grooming from at home and stuff that I want to get up on an album and. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So fuck it.
It's great that you're making the best of it and stuff.
Yeah. I spent more time in my garden yesterday in one day than I probably did the entire year.
Like, people don't realize how, like, depressing and crushing jobs can be when you're not happy in them.
Right.
And then how much better you feel when you don't do them anymore.
And
even though it sucks the way it happens. Yeah. Like,
and I didn't realize, like, that was the whole thing. Like, I didn't really realize I was unhappy and I didn't realize I was miserable until...
It's just like a bad relationship.
And I was like, holy shit, what happened? It is like a bad relationship.
My job, I've fully realized that I'm miserable at the thrift store. It's awful.
It's unfortunate.
Like, there's been a rash of firings. They've fired about 3 people a week since I've been there. And when I first started, they were saying things. Just ran. One person said fuck on his break. Got fired. But the thing is, that pissed me off for the sole purpose he said fuck, right? And everybody knew about it and he got fired. I was outside on break about 3 days later and this guy was outside and our managers were outside and he said the word faggot and nobody said a word to him. He's still there. He didn't even get reprimanded. And one of those words to me is a lot more offensive than the other.
Yep. Yeah.
For a myriad of reasons. Like,
yeah.
And also, a woman got written up, a cashier who is a lesbian. Her girlfriends picked her up and they were outside locking arms, like not even hugging, not kissing or anything. They were just locked arms and she got written up for that. So I am working for an intolerant, awful place.
Well, your thrift store is a faith-based organization.
Yeah.
And not to shit on religion, because...
I know, and I think I had, like, too positive of an outlook when I started, because I was like, you know, it's just that in name. Maybe they won't be terrible to people. They're terrible to people.
They shouldn't be.
And,
they should be nice.
When people first start, they tell them, like they told me, they were, you know, when you're there for 3 months, you get a raise... of about like you the average pay is about $10 an hour, which is awesome for a retail job.
Yeah.
And you get full health benefits. The majority of people who work there are already at their 3 month period and have been there. They've been working there about 4 months.
Yeah, because I had to get everything together before the place opened.
And they have gotten absolutely nothing. No
Surprise!
Pay raise, no benefits, nothing. And I'm just like, so why am I here? Like,
oof.
Yeah,
that's sketchy as
if a job promises you something like that, get that shit in writing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of fishy when I was filling out all the paperwork and stuff because it didn't mention it in that. But I was like, well, they said it with their mouths, but nope.
It's a verbal contract.
So I'm working at a youth camp in July, so I'm going to be away for all of July anyway. So I'm just going to quit right before then. And then look for a job that's not awful.
Good luck.
Thanks.
I would do that.
I would settle for just not intolerant assholes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would totally hire you if I
I've bathed dogs business. At a groomer before.
If I had more business, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really want to help me for free.
You really don't need an assistant.
No, I really don't. Unless you want to hang out with me all day and play with my dogs in the yard.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fun. It pays nothing.
It pays in happiness.
Oh, it pays guys. In happiness and sunshine. Literally happiness and sunshine.
Did you guys see that that internet thing that everybody is raving about mothers? This job that pays nothing, but it's the hardest job in the world. What did you see that?
I didn't look into it because I saw it and I was like, if I click on this, it's going to piss me off.
Yes.
I don't want to.
I watched it and it was like they get these real people who are like obviously looking for a job because they responded to this ad that was basically like slave labor kind of stuff. And they still responded and wanted to do it. And then they just did this whole setup about, you know, it's the most thankless job in the world, most rewarding, blah, 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 blah. And it pays you nothing. And it's being a mom. And I was just like, what an asshole thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, get like 20 people who actually want a job and then set it up and then it's nothing. And then I just thought it was kind of stupid in general. Because I'm not saying, I think that being a mom is a really difficult thing to do.
It is.
But it was basically like one of those messages like, this is the most important thing you're going to do in your life, but you're going to have to give up your life to do it.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is.
It's not right for everybody.
Yeah, it's not. And I just thought it was a stupid message. And it was for Mother's Day cards. It was trying to get people to buy Mother's Day cards.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that was the purpose.
Oh my God.
It was an ad for Mother's Day cards for this company. That's why they did it. Because they knew that it would get a lot of attention.
I'm going to cut someone. Someone's getting cut. Oh my God, that's awful.
Yep. Yep.
I thought you were talking about the other internet thing with the fucking cold water challenge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which fuck you.
I know. I'm sorry. I got roped into it because
Kelsey tagged me, and I'm like, oh yeah, sure, Kelsey, I'm gonna do that. No, I will volunteer at charities, but not because of that.
I don't give a fuck. Truly, do not give a fuck.
Okay, so the whole thing is, like,
yeah, if you haven't seen this,
the cold water knows about it.
Well, I'm sure they do at this point.
The cold water challenge is when somebody challenges you to jump into icy cold water. If you don't do it, you have to donate $100 to a charity of whoever who tagged you's choice is.
Uh-huh. No, it's your choice.
Or your choice. See, the thing is, it started out with, you did the cold water challenge, and the charity that was actually doing it was going to donate $100.
If you did the challenge
itself,
would donate $100 to a charity.
Yeah. And now it's this, and it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because all people are saying is, like, if you do it... then someone, like, $100 will be donated to charity for you. If you don't do it, then you have to donate $100 to charity. I'm like, charity is not a thing. And who is this person who's donating all this money if you do or don't do it?
There is
I like
nobody.
To imagine there's giant... this girl from South Dakota named Charity who is just making bank.
Right?
Yep.
Because every time I saw it, that C was capitalized.
Yeah.
Donate it to charity. She's watching Netflix.
I don't know. And some people are doing it to be nice and actually are donating $100 to like whatever charity they
want. Like I saw a lot of people who did it and they're like, I'm doing this, but it's stupid. So I'm also donating $100 because if there's a point to this.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was like, this is dumb and there's... I don't care who tags me. I'm not fucking jumping in the Susquehanna because that's disgusting.
Did you see the...
A lot of people were coming into Red Robin with, like, one girl... because they were jumping off the pier into the water. And it's not like it's there's not much water there right now. One girl has like a brush burn all the way up her arm.
Oh my god.
One girl had to go to the hospital because she bruised her tailbone.
That was the other thing.
And I'm
that
just
I
like, why would you jump?
That was the other thing that I was thinking of too. How many people are going to get hurt doing this? Mm-hmm. And how many people are going to get hypothermia and have to go to the fucking ER?
Because they're doing it alone. Like the I did research on the internet for this, like when I started to see a lot of it. I'm like, is this really a thing? Like, where did this start? Why did this start? And apparently, like I think one of the places where this really like started and took off, like the I can't think of the exact name, but essentially like the water police were getting like super pissed off about like, this is dangerous, like you're going out there potentially potentially like by yourself or maybe with one other person, and a lot of people are like doing this shit at night, like you jump in there at night in that freezing cold water, it's like you could easily like die of hypothermia, you could get swept away by a current, you could hurt yourself.
In a river, the levels so like...
Where did you do it at?
On the Susquehanna. It was like this little concrete thing.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't have to actually get in the river. It was like just this little... I think it's where boats are released or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's where there's like... It's just this like incline.
Did you go to the marina?
Did you bring like a blanket and stuff so you wouldn't die?
Yeah, I brought like tons of extra clothes so I could just change into them right away.
I had a friend who... uncovered her pool early to do it.
Like I saw a couple of those videos and I'm like, no
way in hell.
And almost every time I take off like our pool cover, it was freaking green, so there's no way I'm jumping in there.
Yeah, right. No, like if you want to do this shit, look for your local chapter of the Polar Bear Plunge. Honestly, yeah,
I would do that.
Do an organized thing where there's going to be safety measures.
Yes. An ambulance there.
While I was thinking about this and stuff, I was like, I did it and it wasn't that bad. Yeah. And I was just like, I would like to do something like that, but I'm not a strong swimmer, so maybe that would be a bad decision on my part. Because I don't know what exactly the polar bear plunge entails.
So that you
but
just
I assume
jump.
It's plunging.
You jump into water and then just get out.
Oh, really?
Shit, that's about to fall. Okay. Yeah, it's like they hold it in early February. I know they do it like in Lewisburg around the time of the ice festival.
Uh-huh.
They get a bunch of people like lined up on the bank of the Susquehanna River and then like have some kind of start signal and like everybody runs in the water and then runs back out. Talk to Justin Strasser. He's done it a bunch of times.
Really? Yeah. I would want to jump in because I'm kind of
even when it's
August.
Well, that's
and
why
the
you,
pool is like warm. I stick
that's
one toe
why you
in,
can that's why and, you can just run and then run back out.
I guess
actually kind of very similar to what you did.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you see the spinoff of it where people are doing the cold beer challenge?
What's that?
What? No.
Really? That's you haven't seen that one?
Not yet. No.
Well, you guys aren't
sure we will.
You guys are not friends with enough rednecks.
Oh, no.
That's
I've
kind
deleted
of
all of them.
All right.
I've deleted them.
Oh. Well, the cold beer challenge is when you chug a 12-ounce beer in less than... I think 12 seconds
isn't
or something.
That just called college, like
right?
I don't know, and I don't really know what you're supposed to do if you win or lose or don't
nothing.
I don't really
get drunk.
I don't think that's
pretty much
yep. You guys are not friends with enough rednecks.
No. Clearly
I've
not.
I've deleted most people from Line Mountain, so which is weird that you haven't.
My brother.
Oh, right.
You'll have this.
I have a brother. He's a redneck.
I have a brother who is not.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Right? My brother's actually a really cool person. He's a musician and an artist.
My brother was a criminal.
Not even a smooth one.
Not even a good one. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now it's stuck in my head.
I know.
Oh god, that my friend Eric the other day. Oh, weird, you got a new plant in the fish tank. Huh? Caught me off guard. I was like, what is that orange fuzzy thing? Did a Muppet die in there?
It won't stay on the bottom. It's floating. All of his stuff is floating. I need to clean it.
But help. The other day my friend Eric goes to his wife. He's like, what song do you have stuck in your head right now? She's like, I don't. He's like, not Black Betty? And she's like, no, not Black Betty. And then 2 minutes later, she's like, whoa, damn it.
That's awesome.
So mean.
So have you guys heard about powdered alcohol?
Yes.
I have not read into it, but I have seen it.
My first question was, so do we snort it?
That's in the advertising campaign.
In the advertising campaign, it actually says you're not supposed to snort this.
But, yeah. Well, there's
like,
there's
that's going to stop anybody.
There's one advertisement, but it said something like, this is not meant for snorting,
mm-hmm.
but we know that you'll do it, and just keep into, you know, mind that you will get incredibly wasted. And it would it's dangerous in high quantities.
Oh God, this is gonna be bad. This is like, this is gonna be as bad
like
as, this is going to be as bad as like vodka in the eyeballs or like beer enemas.
Do you remember how like Four Loko wasn't even like, I feel like this is on a totally different plane than Four Loko, and people
is, yeah.
who drank
this
Four
is
Loko
way,
in excess.
This is
died.
Way scarier than Four
and it's
Loko.
Like
yeah.
There, it's just...
People cannot control themselves with this.
No.
There is no way that they will control themselves.
Because it's, like...
America is too stupid for this.
A lot of people will...
I'm sorry, but I'm saying it. We are too dumb.
A lot of people stop drinking when they get full. If you're just, like, putting
snorting.
Powdered alcohol into your
yeah.
body...
When are you going to notice
Which,
stop?
I mean,
yeah.
they made it to the point where you mix it with, what, water or something?
You can mix it with any... liquid
drink
as long as it's liquid,
but they had to know that people aren't going to do it for that purpose. They're going to snort the shit out of it or
mm-hmm.
put it in their butts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Probably.
Rub it on their gums.
Yeah, like
they're gonna
cocaine.
Do it like cocaine.
Yep,
they're going to liquefy it and put it into their jit. I hope that nobody injects it.
Mm-hmm. That would it's gonna happen.
Yeah, oh
it's
yeah.
gonna happen.
Somebody who's all about heroin is going to be like, I wonder if this will work.
This is going to be worse than freaking bath salts.
Whatever happened to bath salts? Those were like the rage for
whatever
like 5 minutes.
Whatever happened to bath salts? I don't know. Where are they now?
Like after that guy ate the other guy's face.
More severely yeah. illegal. More illegal than they were.
They're just hiding all of the bath salt information now.
Yeah,
they must.
People
be.
Still have to be on them.
I
know.
Haven't heard shit about it in since yeah. that guy ate the other guy's
it was,
face.
It wasn't last summer, but it was the summer before
yeah.
when it was the big. It was a big deal.
Yeah, what the guy ate his
people ate each other.
Yeah, didn't somebody eat his dog?
Oh, I don't know about all that, but I'm sure it happens.
I don't know.
I was following it really closely, and then I realized that I was getting really afraid, and like.
I was too,
mentally
yeah.
preparing for some sort
like,
of like.
I was preparing for that to be the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, so was I.
There was a lot.
I think
of
everybody was.
There was yeah. a lot of people that were like, "This is the this is it. This is what's going to happen.
This
All
is
right,
how
we gotta,
the world ends.
We got to get some machetes.
Bath.
We
got to
get some like. We got to stock up on MREs.
They kind of blew it out of proportion because like
yeah.
he didn't
oh,
actually
yeah.
eat the guy's face. He was like chewing on the guy's face, and I think he might have like bit off like. An ear or like a tip of the nose
well,
or something.
Well, there was one where the guy actually did eat a legitimate
yeah, there
part
were a couple.
Of another person because the person was so drugged
well,
out
know.
And passed out.
Sometimes you get the munchies.
Sometimes. And sometimes Cheez-Its just aren't good enough.
Cheez-Its are always
and
good enough.
Human flesh.
Sometimes you need some flesh.
Nope.
I don't know why you don't understand that.
I used to think a lot about the zombie apocalypse, so much that I think I might be a little bit ashamed of it, but I had like...
Do you have a bunker?
No, I don't have a bunker, but I think that's only because I'm poor. I think if I had the means, I would have... Like, my plan was to walk along the coast and steal a boat and then go to a South American island because I thought that the heat wouldn't be conducive to zombie survival.
See, I was going to go north, probably go to very cold region.
That's what... It was either one extreme or the other that mm-hmm. people would say. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just want an island and I'll get like 10 people and we can breed. Like, and have... That was my plan, Aislinn. Don't make that face at me.
We're going to need a doctor, Kelsey.
Yeah. Do we know one?
I don't know. We'll find one. I'm coming with you.
I didn't
I'm coming
invite
with you.
You.
I don't care.
We had way too much downtime. At
I'm a stow along. I'm coming with you. You need
at
my
the,
help.
At the movie theater to think about this, and we were trying to, like, rationalize, like, boarding
right.
ourselves up in the mall. But it's like, no, in Dawn of the Dead, that didn't work out so
yeah.
well.
No.
You would just think, well, the bright side of a mall is you'd have so many supplies.
Right.
Like, you would be able to improvise a ton of supplies there mm-hmm. for survival. But I feel like there would be too many entrances and too many, like, little nooks and crannies.
There is a lot of entrances.
For yeah. you to conducively hide.
Yeah, we were trying to hypothesize, like, how to just, like, survive upstairs in the projection booth at the theater. Because you can't fucking get in there because, like, the doors are, like, super thick and solid. That
would
be awesome.
You would just have to get supplies and stuff.
There's an elevator.
And that's... Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, there's a big old freight elevator that goes up to the projection booth. That's awesome.
My plan was to just get to the most rural area I could find and kind of travel that way. But that's everybody's plan in every zombie movie ever. Yeah. And it never works.
No.
You'll eventually come across a densely populated area and be fucked.
Right. Right.
It's just the way it is.
Yep. And then you have so many different kinds of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's the Walking Dead zombies that aren't very quick, aren't very smart. And then you have... Was it... 28 days later where
they weren't technically zombies, they were the infected,
right?
Well, and Walking Dead aren't technically zombies, they're fucking well walkers.
They never say zombies, but
never say zombies,
walkers.
And what was the other one where they Resident Evil, they were also not technically zombies. Mm-hmm. They were also infected people.
Dawn of the Dead too. They were zombies.
Are we talking the first or the second? Like the original or the remake?
I've only seen the first one.
I've only seen the original.
Okay. You didn't see like the remake in like 2004 or 5?
Oh, maybe I did. I saw Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, good.
That's a good movie.
I liked that movie.
I really liked that movie.
It was so sad.
It was so sad.
It was good.
I wish I was better at remembering actors' names, because I really like the two main guys in that.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Yeah.
Were they in Paul?
Hot Fuzz. Right? They were in... I think so. I've never seen Paul.
I want to say that they were pretty much the same people.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
If not very similar.
And World's End, at the World's End or something.
Yes.
But Hot Fuzz is fun, and they're in a lot of great stuff. I love it. But yeah. If you want to be on our zombie team, just shoot us a message. Yeah.
We need to know your plan.
We need people with specific skills and a specific plan, because we aren't just taking nobodies. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody who can start a fire. Definitely somebody who...
A doctor.
A doctor
definitely.
Would be great.
Somebody with some good... And not just a dentist.
I mean even like if you're a vet, doctor. We'll take you, because, I mean, in theory, you know how to set a bone. You can do minor surgery.
Yeah.
Vets tend to be more honest people anyway. Than doctors.
Well, they only talk to dogs, so.
Makes them more honest.
Okay. Ashley clearly has a doctor vendetta.
I do not, no. Although I did find out that I'm on my parents' insurance, which is pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, you're not. Wait.
Because I lost my insurance. So now.
And you're not 25 yet.
No, I haven't until I'm 26.
Awesome.
And with my mom having all of her health issues, she has more than met the deductible.
But the
deductible. That's what
Words.
I meant.
Words.
I was going to pretend like it didn't happen.
It's
but,
fine.
You know, it's fine. But yeah, so she's like, go do whatever you need. And I'm like, I don't.
Woo! I'm going to go see all the doctors.
I was like, what do I need? I don't know. I've never had that option before.
It's like, I'm just gonna start looking up what kinds of doctors there are.
Go to all of them
just in case. What are you here for? I don't know, what do you do? I'm here for that. Are you having any issues?
Nope.
I don't think so. No.
This is preemptive.
If you start listing them, I'll let you know. I got nothing better to do.
Unemployed.
I love having time. I love it.
I don't even know what that would be like.
It's only been a week and I'm running out of stuff to do.
Yeah.
That's what that's like. That's exactly what that's like. I'm getting creative. Yeah. I got to do my spring cleaning anyway, so that's probably going to be this week, is going to be taking like everything down. And I do spring cleaning, like I scrub walls and floors and ceilings.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah. Gots it. I like doing it, though. I really like cleaning. I
did a partial spring cleaning. Finally got tired of that ugly-ass orange carpet in the dining room. The one day I was, like, trying to vacuum, and I'm like, fuck this carpet! And I just started ripping up the carpet instead of vacuuming it.
That's exactly how the brown carpet got taken out of my mom's house.
Huh.
She was like, I don't want this anymore. I hate this carpet. It smells. It's awful. And she just started ripping it up. And she's like, get over here and help me. And I'm like, okay. So we're just tearing up like this awful carpet that's been in my parents' house for like 20 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My dad comes home and he's like, what happened? And we're like, look, we have hardwood floors.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
ooh.
Under the carpet was more carpet.
No.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Instead of like pulling up that carpet, which they couldn't do because whoever, Jeff's grandparents, put it down, glued it to the tile that's underneath that. So instead of pulling up the carpet to put down new carpet, they cut like an inch and a half around the edges so that they could put like the strips to staple down the carpet. So the carpet doesn't reach the wall. Between the carpet and the wall, which is not at all even kind of cut nicely, is just these wooden strips with staples in them, like all the way around the room. And I'm like,
that's just, oh, you're gonna have to fix that.
Yeah,
you're gonna have a little kid getting hurt.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh man,
most of the staples came out with the carpet, though. Like, they didn't stay in the strips, so that was cool.
And they do have staple removers that will get all that out. That's what we had to do, and you just get, like, a pry bar and...
Yeah.
Get it all out.
So now we're just, like...
Fucking glue onto a tile.
Like, it's...
Did they know nothing about, like, home...
Jeff's grandparents, like, when his grandfather wanted to get something done, he wanted to get it done now. Like, I don't have time to, like, you know, properly install a carpet. I'm just going to cut it to about the right size.
That would explain why it didn't look like shag carpet, but it felt like shag carpet in your dining room. It always felt softer and plushier.
Yeah, it's kind of shag carpet, but no, the stuff underneath is, like, it's bad. 'Cause there was padding underneath that carpet. It was, like, the shag orange carpet padding this, like, greenish carpet that might have padding underneath. We're not sure, but that's definitely glued to tile underneath that, or linoleum, again, not sure. But the from the padding being so many years on top of the green carpet, you know how padding is like speckled? All of the black speckles like left black marks on this green carpet. So it's like this green carpet with black speckles, and it looks fucking awful.
Probably from however many times it got wet.
However many times that carpet got scrubbed or fucking cat peed on it, because that's what they fucking do. Fucking cats.
Put them to work. Just put little, like, microfiber pads on their feet. Have them clean.
And watch them walk around just going,
That's mean. Don't do that to your cats.
No, don't ever strap things to your cat's feet. Never.
I'm kidding, people.
Kind of terrible person does that. Kelsey, stop taking pictures of us.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
You guys look very official and radio announcery.
She's trying to be all discreet.
And I had the flash on.
You have the flash on, and you're smiling. I did as that. Taking my picture.
I did that once, trying to discreetly get a picture of John Smith, and it did like the pre-flash flash to like red eye reduction, and he looked up, and it's actually a really good picture of him in his Sully costume.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was just like,
was at the Halloween party.
Can I get a picture of John Smith dressed as Sully? Flash. Oh shit.
Oh, that was when you were Snapchatting me pictures of my own dog from across the room.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're cuddling
with Odie.
With Odie.
I'm like, you're jealous.
Asa was a little tipsy at that party.
Was that the Halloween? I think that was Bill's birthday.
That was Bill's birthday.
Yeah. No, I couldn't have laid down on the couch with Odie at the Halloween party because I was wearing a corset and
you couldn't move
so much.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Halloween
parties.
I bought more flowers today.
Real or fake?
Real.
Okay.
But these are ones to go outside, so Bill shouldn't yell at me.
Bill yells at you for buying flowers.
He really hates that there's so many flowers in the bathroom. He's just like, this is too much. This is too many flowers. He actually offered to, like, make room in the sun porch so that way I could put the flowers out there for, like, and I was like, every time I put them out there, they die because it gets cold or too hot or too much sun, mm-hmm. or I forget to water them because I don't go out there every day. And he's just like, don't buy flowers! Stop buying flowers!
Just put them outside. Let nature take care of it.
Yeah. But none of them are outside flowers, so I have them inside. Well, and they're like house plants, really. I shouldn't even say flowers.
Oh. Yeah, there's kind of a difference there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one's an Easter cactus. I have a juniper tree.
Your juniper tree is really sad looking.
I think it's either dead or it's in hibernation. I don't really know because I've never had that kind of tree before.
You might want to do some research.
Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm like, it should be coming back to life sometime soon. So I just started watering again and, like, misting it. It has a little bit of green back into it.
Yeah.
So maybe. I also have a bonsai tree and a snake plant in there.
Snake plant.
And for outside, I just got, like, an ivory thing, like a hanging basket one, and I think some daylilies and some daisies and whatnot. Meh. But yeah, Bill, don't worry, they're all gonna be outside. It's okay. He hates plants.
I'm not a fan either.
You should have seen the time I tried to put plants in here.
I remember
he
that.
He was not happy.
No. Especially because, like, you had one up here right next to the PlayStation above the computer, and it's like, that's not a good idea.
No, it was not, no.
But the one next to the fish tank was fine.
Yeah. No, he hated all of them. And now there's no more plants in here.
I'm a fan of nature when it's outside. And, like, you know, nature is taking care of itself. And I'll water a fucking lawn. Like, I don't care.
No.
But plants bore me. Like, any sort of, like, house plant, I don't know. I can't take care of them. I killed a cactus once because I wanted to, like, I was not nurturing towards plants ever in my life, and I wanted to be really nurturing towards this cactus, and I watered it to death. And I was, like, 19 at the time, and I haven't owned a plant since. If it can't respond to me and tell me that it loves me in some way.
Yeah.
I just have no.
Not into it.
Yeah. I like bouquets of flowers, but that's because I can dry them.
Yeah.
And, like, keep them and make them into art or something. I just can't keep things alive.
I'm amazed my kid's still alive, man.
Yeah.
No, that's a lie. I'm actually pretty good at keeping, like,
children alive.
Living yeah. things alive. Like, not like
I'm great with pets.
I'm bad with plants, yeah. Plants are hard. Man.
Plants are hard.
They never, like, a pet will tell you when it's hungry mm-hmm. in some way, and you know that you have certain times to feed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plants, you kind of have to read and be like, okay, well, you're already really nourished today. Can't water you again. I don't have that.
You're in the sunlight.
I don't have that instinct.
Your soil is damp. What the fuck do you want from me?
Why won't you tell me what you want? I don't understand.
I don't know what you need.
Why are you wilting again? I like The Sims, where you can click on it and it says wilting, dead plant.
Right.
And revive it. It tells you. It tells you what it needs.
That's ridiculous.
I play The Sims a lot now.
Oh.
It's only been a week.
Gives you time to catch up on your video games.
We'll come see you again next week and you'll just be locked in your room with, like, Twinkies wrappers around you in a fort.
No, I... Yeah.
Level 67 Skyrim.
You just show up at the Dave Ross show in your pajamas.
This is who I am now.
This is me now, guys. Just accept it. It's okay. Yeah. It was one day, and I'm like, Bill, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go fucking crazy. I need to figure out something to do. He's like, get a hobby. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I have some of those.
Yeah. It's been so long since I was able to do that. I forgot I like to do other things.
Oh, wait. I can do other things. I can do crafts and garden and... Oh, okay. I can do this.
I'm working on cleaning off my desk.
Hmm. Yes. How's that going?
I got the drawing table mostly cleaned off. I put a project on it that I intend to work on, but it's clutter-free. I moved all the clutter onto my desk where I sew.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Not so much. No, Now I can't get to my sewing machine because there's like a foot tall stack of crap in front of it.
I am really good at organizing. I thought about for a I think I told you this, that I thought for a little while of being a professional organizer, but then I would be
then you go into like a hoarder's house.
I'd be so afraid of their house. I wouldn't be able to walk in it. I'd just be standing outside going, okay, you, okay, I'm just going to talk to you through the window. No, you don't need to open it. We'll get walkie-talkies. It's fine. Yeah.
I need to get more bins and shit to organize, because every fucking time I see Jeff's Uncle Dan, he gives me, like, at least, like, a grocery bag full of fabric.
Which is sweet in principle.
It is!
Like,
my project closet is overflowing. Like, 75% of my project closet is fabric.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Or clothes that I have intended to alter and just haven't gotten to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just need storage bins.
I do. I have some, but I need more. I'm out of space.
Who the fuck was that? The
computer beeped.
It was the mail noise.
Oh, man. So.
All right.
Bringing it back around to what we were talking about at the beginning. So, next open mic night, it's going to be a little different. We have a new job position that is going to be the stage manager.
Oh.
Who is going to be me.
Ooh.
I'm basically going to help Jeff organize the list of performers. I'm going to be, like, really on top of making sure people keep up with their time, making sure the show starts on time, mm-hmm. making sure intermissions end when they're supposed to, mm-hmm. just, like, keeping shit running more smoothly so that, you know, we're not there till 12:30 when half the audience leaves and the last, like, five performers are performing to 10 people.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome. We need that.
We do need that. Yeah.
Because that was originally, like, Mike Bennett's job, and then we moved out of Peppers and we didn't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also gonna only guarantee the first 20 people who sign up that they will get to go. The last five are optional depending on the time. And we're gonna cut sets from 10 minutes down to 7 just to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most people are averaging out at the 7 mark anyway. Not many people are hitting the 10.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's totally fair.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be sitting like front row with a stopwatch and like a little LED flashlight. You're done! Get off the stage! So, no more cool kid table for me.
Mm. Who the hell am I going to sit with? Kelsey, you're going to have to start coming.
Right?
I know. I'm going to the next one.
All right.
Now that I have
enough
money.
The Dave Ross one or the actual next
Both.
One?
Both.
Okay, cool.
Now that I have enough money to actually get an apartment, I feel less stressed out about working every single day in my life.
And Dave Ross is on a Tuesday, so I mean, you're off for the evening anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, I've been working the last couple Tuesdays, but that's been out of my own choice because I'm crazy.
Stop doing that.
I've been signing up for so many shifts because I was like, more money. Like, just craziness. Like, I was
That's why you hate your job. Because you're there, like, 50 hours a week.
I know. I've been working 60-hour weeks ever since I started working two jobs just because I've been averaging it out on purpose.
No.
I want to be a rich kid.
That's why people hang themselves.
Yeah, that's why I
No.
Like, and then it like averages out that every Friday night, because I usually go in to work at 9 at the thrift store. I'm out by 3. I go into Red Robin at 4. And then I'm there until 9 or 10. And then Friday nights, I don't usually go into Red Robin. So I come home around 6 from the thrift store and am asleep by 8 and sleep until 10 because my body needs the sleep that much because I just don't anymore. But I have enough money for an apartment now, so.
That's good.
Yeah, so I want to start making it hopefully to every open mic because I've missed so many just because I've been trying so hard to make money and work my ass off. So. And if anything, I can just change it because I've been working a double on Saturdays. So I can just change it that I work Friday night and then in the morning on Saturday, and I'd still be working the same amount of hours if I felt like doing that. Which I might, because I'm crazy.
You hate yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing here. Like, I'm just like, blah, blah, blah,
there's
Kelsey.
So many things that I want to do. Yourself. I want an apartment and I need to go back to school. I only have one semester left and I'm paying for myself to go. So yeah. I'm trying to have enough.
Mm-hmm. How many classes do you have to take?
21 credits worth. But I only have two in my major. Mm-hmm. And all the rest are electives. Mm. So my plan is to take the majority of those online because it's a lot cheaper to go that route and you can still transfer it over.
Yeah.
So.
That's bananas. 21 credits. You're going to die.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to, my goal is to start in January. That way I can finish the majority of it by next May. And then if I have any extra, like I don't want to do 21 credits in just a couple months. That would be ridiculous.
No.
That way I can do like the remaining like six or so credits that mm-hmm. summer.
Yeah, that's not a bad plan.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to have to reapply to college?
Yeah, I'll have to re-enroll.
Okay.
So, which shouldn't be that hard. The thing that was so difficult before for me was that I was always an independent student because mm-hmm. I was putting myself through school. But that was because I was younger than 24, which mm-hmm. apparently they have a rule that if you're younger than 24, it's really hard to get independent student status. So yeah, me,
legally, your parents are supposed to help
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Like me going to school was always a struggle, like getting enrolled and like, because yeah. I had to reapply every single year, like with independent student status mm-hmm. because they didn't trust it. But now that I'm 24, it should be a lot easier. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll
Hopefully
see.
Hopefully you'll be able to get some sort of financial aid, maybe.
Yeah.
Fucking watch out for student loans, though.
Oh, my God, I know.
Shit's dangerous.
I know.
I got an email the other day. My mom was like, this sounds really good. They'll, like, consolidate your student loans and try to, like, relieve some of them and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, it's worth calling the phone number. So I called and, you know, they took down my information and everything. And then they were like, oh, well, okay, so we could get rid of your student loans for 300 months, and you don't have to pay anything until those 300 months are over, and then after that, you just start paying again. And I was like, what's the interest on that? And they're like, zero. Hmm. And then they were like, I was like, well, that sounds really good, but, I mean, like, what? Something sounds wrong with this. And they're like, well, I mean, it's just $6.99 for to do all that, and then you know you don't have mm-hmm. to pay anything for that long. And I was like, oh, $6.99. That's
nope.
really good. Nope. And they're like $699, and I'm like, fuck you, yeah. giant scam.
Yeah, seriously.
God. I was like, I knew it sounded too good to be yeah. true, but yeah, I was like. Yeah, I don't think so.
I just got mine deferred for about a year because I signed up for income-based repayment with Sally Mae. And because of the, like, our 2013 income tax, like, the shit that we just filed, because of, like, our income on that, I was eligible to not have to pay anything until March next year. And it's going to be, like, it can never be, like, more than 10% of our monthly income. And, but now, like, instead of, like, most student loans are locked into, like, a 10-year plan, I'm locked into, like, a 25-year plan. Mm. But anything that's not paid at the end of the 25 years is forgiven.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping I can just, like, keep getting it, like, deferred for 25 years.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I only had mine deferred once, and that was because I was trying to pay it every month, like, on time, and I would mm-hmm. pay it on time, but it had to go to Georgia and then come back to Pennsylvania and then go to, like, some other place.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it by mail, by the time that that's all done, it takes 2 weeks, and then your payment is always 2 weeks late.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly calling you and sending you messages and sending you fucking mm-hmm. emails and sending you more mail and more mail telling you this is late and this is due and this is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, fine. Do the freaking, just take it out of my account, you know, whenever you fucking need it. And mm-hmm. then we don't have to worry about it anymore. So now, like, they consolidated them into one payment, and it's like $102 a month.
Yeah, I need to look into that when I have to start repaying again.
Yeah, it's just $102 a month. It gets taken out of your checking account every month whenever it's done, and then you never have to worry about it.
I think.
And you can go completely paperless. Well, they'll just send everything you by email.
I have federal and whatever the other one is, too. I don't know if you can consolidate federal with non-federal.
If it's both through Sallie Mae, you can.
Oh, sweet.
Because that's what I did.
Yeah,
mine was, all of my loans were through Sallie Mae. Mine's, so
I don't have that much out, though. I think it's somewhere between, like, $3,000 and $6,000. Mm. So, I mean, it's not a lot of money, but, like, I don't know. And then Jeff's going to graduate soon, and, oh, my God, his student debt is through the fucking roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he's probably got at least $100,000 in student debt.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah,
it's a giant fucking student loans and all that bullshit is just
our college system is so broke it's not even funny.
Yeah, in different countries, like, I was reading a thing, I think it was actually last night, in different countries their like student loan repayment thing is a little bit kinder, like in the US you have to start paying within 6 months of being out of school, and
or immediately if you drop out.
In Scotland, and it's like
there are some countries where you don't even have to pay.
It's like 10 years after. Oh yeah, Scotland. Scotland is the one where you don't have to pay to go to school.
Not
England
even fair.
Is the one.
Not even
where
fair.
You have to be making a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
They'll only start billing you for your student loans after you're making a certain amount of money, and if it's not repaid within 25 years, you're good.
Yeah,
like you're golden. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
But here, it's like 6 months. Screw you.
You're paying all of it back.
And the interest rate on it.
An enormous amount of interest. Like, they are freaking making bank off of people going to college. And it's a giant fucking scam because most of the time, you're not even going. Like, you're not even getting a job that you went to school for.
Nope. The college.
A lot of people
are so saturated.
A lot of people who work at Red Robin and have worked there for years went to college. It's not as if they didn't get an education.
Yeah.
It's just that.
And they're just waitressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad.
It is. Yeah. It's depressing.
I almost wish I didn't go to college, just because I'm glad, because I did get a lot of knowledge that I'm proud of and that I, like, value. But I want to be a writer. You don't have to go to college to be a writer.
No.
You can just go write, and then I wouldn't have all this debt. But I didn't think about it that way then. They just set it up that, like, you have to go to college.
Yeah.
You need to go to college or else you'll do nothing.
I went to school for marketing and management, and I did get a job as a manager, but not because of my degree.
Yeah.
Or not degree, because
you got
I
the job
out.
Through job experience.
I got the job through job experience, and then I learned more in my job experience than I did the entire time that I went to school.
And you absolutely will. Real life is always more practical than the classroom. Yeah.
I mean, the fucking classroom, like, you'd sit there and you'd be like, this is not going to happen. Like, none of these things are going to happen. And, like, customer service was the funniest one. What are you going to do when a customer's screaming in your face? Because it doesn't say that anywhere in this entire book.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
It won't. Oh, all right. I got a hella pee. I drank way too much water, so.
What else?
I'm going to wrap this up.
Wrap it. With a bow.
Nope. I can't do the sound effect for that. So.
Anyway.
It's episode 48. Shop on Amazon. You know what to do if you've been listening this long.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazon. Do it. So.
Shop it.
Bye.
Bye.